From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Pressure is building on the regional government of Spain's Catalonia region not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his regional parliament sometime later today. France and Germany have already expressed support for continued Spanish unity. Even the mayor of the Catalan capital of Barcelona is calling for collective thinking as a country and avoiding placing social cohesion in peril. Spain's opposition socialist leader, Pedro Sánchez, called on Catalonia's leaders to listen to all their people.
Pueblo catalán son muchos. Que Cataluña nos una.
Speaking here, Mr. Sánchez pointed to Sunday's mass march in Barcelona against independence. He said Catalan society must not be allowed to fracture. Alana Mosieri is an international relations expert at Madrid's European University.
I think the biggest story here is just how these tensions have been escalated in a way that just wasn't necessary. I think we see a lack of leadership on both sides in this sense. And for most people in Spain, most people who are not on either extreme of this issue are finding the whole situation rather surreal.
An overwhelming percentage of those who voted in the region's independence referendum voted yes. The Spanish government declared the vote illegal. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is calling for a peaceful vote as her country heads to the polls today to choose a replacement for Africa's first female head of state after 12 years in office.
Remember that you are an empowered people. The future of the country is in your hands. Vote for the person and persons you believe will make Liberia a better place.
Tuesday's election is expected to be the first peaceful transition of democratic power. This is VOA.